When I hear the word showmance, in my mind, that means dating. And that means like...
Okay. In my mind, a showmance is just having a crush on somebody you're in a show with.
Oh, that happens everywhere, not just shows.
Oh, so have you had a showmance yet?
No. I'm 12.
I had a showmance at 12. Okay, we can talk about it later. Or you can just keep it to yourself. It's none of my business.
I'm Renee.
And I'm Keenan.
And this is
Stage Notes Bay Area.
This is part two of Meet the Von Tropplings. So if you haven't listened to episode 5, you definitely don't want to miss out on these amazing kids that are on tour. So go back and listen to episode 5. But this episode, we're going to feature the remaining part of the family, 7 kids. Are you glad that we don't have 7 kids in our real family?
Yes, a lot of siblings.
My husband, Brendan, has been with Keenan the last 6 or so weeks of the tour, and they are in Beijing right now. Keenan, how's Beijing?
Beijing is cool. Went to the Forbidden City and Tiananmen Square. Our hotel is like around a bunch of embassies, so we're like at the French embassy, the American embassy, which I think we're going to get a tour of on Wednesday, and then we're going to go to the Great Wall tomorrow. But yeah, I really like this city. It's been a great closing city so far, but we still have another week.
You had a very exciting show yesterday.
I celebrated my 100th show.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. Yes. I'm really proud of you. A lot of performers never do a show 100 times. Are you sick of it? Are you bored? Like, how do you keep it fresh?
It is very, very, very routine. You just gotta pretend like it's your first time doing it. But yeah, it's very difficult to like keep it fresh when you've done it so many times.
Do you ever catch yourself kind of zoning out on stage, or are you able to stay really focused?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. There's been a couple of times, yeah, where I'm like zoning out and I'm like, I really hope I didn't do anything wrong.
Do you think you'll miss wearing lederhosen, or do you think you'll ever wear lederhosen again?
If I do a show that requires lederhosen, then probably, but only time can tell.
Your great-great-grandfathers, I'm sure, wore a lot of lederhosen. You look great in them. You wear them well.
Yes. Thank you.
Next, we have Hattie Mack Wesson.
Hi, Hattie Mack.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We've all had a long morning at the immigration center. We've spent a lot of hours in the immigration center in China together, haven't we?
Yes, it's the most stressful part about this tour.
But we made it. We're good. We survived the day. And now we have the rest of the day off, which is why we get Hattie Mack. Tell everybody, how old are you, where you're from, and who do you play in The Sound of Music?
So I am 9 years old. I am from Huntsville, Alabama. And I play Marta Von Trapp.
Wait, are you 9?
Whoops. I just turned 10, so I am sorry about that.
And she had an amazing birthday party.
Yes, I did. It was like by far my favorite birthday party.
We've had a lot of China birthdays.
Yes.
Luke.
Avril.
Mm-hmm. You.
Me. Keenan.
It's been pretty special having a birthday in China.
Yes, yes, it is.
What did you do in Huntsville before the Sound of Music tour came about? What was your training like? Had you performed before this experience?
Not at all. I had no idea what theater was like. The only thing that I did with theater was a 30-minute Frozen show, and I was the butler, and I was very proud because I wore a mustache, and it was really funny, and everybody loved it, and I was proud of myself.
So Hattie Mack has this beautiful blonde hair, so I'm just trying to imagine you with a mustache right now. It's probably pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. I loved it. It was a fun experience. And my eyebrows, they were like permanent. They were so bushy, and it was
crazy. You got bushy eyebrows,
yes,
and a mustache.
And I'm glad it wasn't school pictures then.
Yeah. That's a lot different than your hair. Can you tell everybody about your beautiful hairstyle and the process of all the girls getting their hair done for every show?
My hairstyle is a crown. I take 2 braids and I cross them over my head. And it's one of my favorite parts before the show. I just love getting my hair done. I get to have an amazing time with Miss Megan and Miss Katie. They're the hair people. They're amazing, and they make all of our hair look beautiful.
Yeah, the girls each have a special hairstyle just for their character.
Yes, Brigida has French braids, two French braids. Louisa has one French braid. Gretel has two little hoops. It's so cute. And Marta has the crown.
And they weave your microphone wires through your hair, right?
Yes, it's complicated, but it's cool.
It is really cool when you see it. And you also sometimes get to have the Gretel hairstyle because you
are understudy Gretel. It was really scary the first time because I was like, I'm the only understudy. I need to get this right. And I was really scared, but I got it. And
you did a great job. I've seen you play Gretel and Marta, and you do a great
really
job.
Yes, it was really fun. Yeah. I like Gretel a lot.
Although, your goat moment.
That.
Yes.
You can't be that.
Tell everybody what the goat moment is in this version of Sound of Music.
So, the goat moment for me, spoiler alert. So, in the goat herd, it's the second scene that I'm in. Each kid has a character. And I am the goat. And she takes my slippers off of my feet. And I have a headband on. And she puts them on my headband. But it really just has magnets. And it's really cool. And nobody even knows. And nobody can see her put them on. It's really cool.
And you become the goat.
Yes, I'm the goat. I do a, I think I do an amazing goat face. I think so.
You do have an amazing goat face.
And
I've seen it.
I get to eat the grass, and I get to do my goat kick. That's my favorite part out of the whole show. Not just my part, but all of the parts.
Your big goat kick. It looks kind of like a donkey kick, but Hattie Mack's got some experience in gymnastics, so her goat kick is a very good, like, handstand.
Yes, I'm very glad that I do gymnastics and dance. It really helps with that.
And the grass is really cute. I love what the choreographer did, how the other kids make the grass with their fingers wiggling, and then Hattie Mack pretends to eat the grass.
It's we love you, Mr. James.
Thank you, Mr. James. So creative with the grass.
Yes. What is your favorite part of the Sound of Music?
One of my favorite parts is when Captain and all of the children come together in the Sound of Music, and it's just a beautiful moment. And if you look at the staging, Captain is at one side, and the kids are on the other. That resembles the space between us, and it was really cool how they just come together. And also, I really love 16 Going on 17. It's just a really fun scene.
Do you guys get to see 16 Going on 17, or are you changing costumes?
No. We really want to. We change really quickly. All of the kids get changed because the first day, we got changed, like, really quickly because we wanted to see it.
See it.
Mm-hmm. But
because you're getting into your pajamas.
Oh,
yes. All sometimes we get to watch it, but not the kiss.
Not the kiss.
One time we went right before the best part, the spin. Mm. They do a really fun spin, and we had to leave right before that part, and we missed it, and it was so sad.
Yeah, but you can hear them, right?
Yes, we can hear them. Backstage is really loud.
Yeah, we're not allowed to watch the intimacy scenes.
There's five, so there's
just five kisses.
16 on 17. The beginning of Something Good, the end of Something Good, the wedding, and then the concert scene.
Wow.
Yes.
Sometimes some of the kids on my side try to get changed really quickly to go see the kiss. Because you can really see it if you get really close to the edge. Some of the kids do.
I had not counted the kisses, so I'm glad to know that there are five kisses.
What does a typical day look like for you while touring?
A typical day.
We don't have a typical day, do we?
Yeah, not really.
No.
It just changes really different. But on a single show day, we have a little bit of time off. Some of the kids go to school, but I stay in homeschool and I do school in my room. And then I get ready, put my contacts in, and just go to the theater on the bus or we walk. And then I do the show, I get my hair undone, and then so on a two-doshé, we get ready pretty early in the morning, not really early, but then we go to the theater. Then after the show, we eat lunch. And if we go out of the theater, we have to take our mic out. But if we stay in, we can keep our mic in, and then we don't have to redo our hair. Mm-hmm. Then we do the other show. Yeah, that's a typical day for me. School, show, eat, sleep.
Yep, all of us. But sometimes when we have days off, we get to do fun stuff and see the cities. Do you have a favorite experience or city that you've enjoyed exploring on your day off?
Well, Shanghai is really big.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of fun things that you could do there.
And we've been here twice.
Yes, we have been here twice. Mm-hmm. So, but it's actually not my favorite. My favorite place, what was the place with the pandas?
Chengdu.
Yes, that was my favorite place. I loved the pandas. They didn't come out much, but when you saw them, they were amazing. They were big, fluffy little poof balls.
You're quite an animal lover, Hattie Mack, because I learned from Hattie Mack on this tour all about
capybaras.
Tell us about capybaras.
So, capybaras, they're a big thing with all of the kids here. In Beijing, I went to a capybara cafe, and it was really fun. They're pretty big. They're pretty big.
Oh, wait, it was a cafe? Capybara cafe?
It's called that. It's not really a cafe.
We're doing that. But capybaras, for the listeners who don't know, are the world's largest rodent.
Yes, and they're really... apparently they're fast swimmers, I think. They have these wedged feet. And
they did have webbed feet when we saw them, too.
They have webbed feet, mm-hmm. and they're so cute.
Yeah, for a rodent, they are pretty cute.
And
yeah.
I had a pig once, and it sort of, he had hair, and it sort of felt like his hair, the capybara. It was.
I agree. When I petted the capybara, it's kind of coarse
fur. It was sort of like stringy, not stringy, mm-hmm. but like.
It's not soft like a cat. It's a little coarser.
Yeah. Obviously, we weren't expecting all these animals, and we weren't expecting capybaras. Yeah. Did anything else surprise you on tour that you weren't expecting?
Not really much. I mean, what surprised me was that I would be in China for 10 months.
I know that this has been a long tour, but have you thought about when you go home? Do you have any goals or experiences that you're really looking forward to?
I've been going through this decision a lot if I wanted to go on with theater, because I used to do just acting, never theater. This is my first audition for theater. And I think I decided that I want to go on with theater. So I want to try some more of that. Mm-hmm. It seems really fun because, I mean, I get to have a family. That's why I got this tour, because I actually had to have a sibling. I wanted a sibling so much that I literally was like, Sound of Music, here we go. So yeah, I want to go on for another tour. I just want to try to at least.
You should. You're very talented.
Thank you.
But I can't guarantee your next tour will have built-in siblings.
Yes, that's true.
But Sound of Music is unique in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for young actors who want to get into theater like you are going to hit hard when you get back?
If you ever try out for an audition, be yourself. That's my tip. You don't feel stressed. Don't just try to be a different character. I mean, be a different character that you're supposed to be, but do it in your way. Be yourself.
Follow directions, but be yourself.
Follow directions, but be yourself. Thank you. That is a good thing.
Great advice, Hattie Mack.
We have a lightning round here. Favorite musical, go.
And Juliet, is that one word?
Yeah. Favorite city in China so far?
Chengdu.
Beach or snow?
Snow.
Favorite menu item at Wagos?
Noodles with chicken.
Okay.
Whatever.
Favorite China music character other than yours?
Elsa.
Okay. I already know the answer to this next question. If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Capybara.
I knew it. Pancakes or waffles?
Both.
You passed. Okay. You passed the test.
Great job. Hattie Mack, you have one of the greatest personalities I've ever encountered. I'm so happy that we got to meet you, and I hope that we get to come to Alabama to come see you. At home and visit you.
That'd be amazing.
If the kids and the parents are already workshopping a reunion at Hattie Mack's grandma's beach house in Alabama.
Yes, it's actually a lake, not a beach.
Sorry.
Correction.
Lake house. Yes.
Yes, it's a lake house and it's really fun. You can jump off at the top of the dock over 14 feet into the water.
Sounds like woo-woo. Yes. Hattie Mack's grandma, always up for an adventure.
Yes.
And fun. Well, Hattie Mack, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me. This was amazing.
Now we have Lily Philbrook with us.
Hello.
Hi, Lily. Lily, how old are you? Where are you from? And who do you play in The Sound of Music?
I am 12 years old. I am from Cumberland, Maine, and I play Louisa in The Sound of Music.
What did you do back in Maine, and what was your training like?
I did a lot of shows locally and over the summer, a couple of camps, and regional shows, but a really cool opportunity that I got to do before this was a Sound Music audition workshop for a different production of Sound Music that I was going to do. And I got to review stuff for this and see my friends and actually meet our director, Anthony, because he was a part of that before we even started rehearsals. So that was a really cool experience.
Well, that was convenient.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
It worked out really well. What's the theater company that you're so lucky to live near in Maine?
There's two, Algonquin Playhouse and Maine State Music Theater.
Yeah, you're like us. You have some good regional theaters right close to home that you can get lots of opportunities and training at.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you know the show like really well. You've done multiple productions of The Sound of Music. What is your favorite part?
My favorite part of The Sound of Music is probably in our show, Do Re Mi. That part is just so much fun, and I get to release like so much energy, and it just makes me so happy to do all that.
Luisa's a little sassy. I like her sass on stage. Can you tell me, Anthony, the director, what was the conversations that you all had in rehearsal in regards to each of your individual characters? Like, was it a choice that Luisa would be so sassy?
I think I got, like, some really great notes about kind of how he wanted me to, like, interpret the character in certain ways. And I think that I just kind of, like, explored and looked at the different lines. And I think we had a discussion on the first day in New York about all of our different characters and their relationships with each other and other people. And I think that was really helpful to develop my character.
Yeah. Yeah, Luisa does have a lot of lines in the script that are sassy, or when they refer to her like climbing the trellis with a toad in her hand, right? Like it's, if you interpret the script and do your research, you can kind of come to the conclusion that she does have a lot of sass, and you play it so well.
Thank you.
In rehearsals, they really wanted us to like each have our own personalities in our characters. Obviously, Luisa's sassy. Friedrich, maybe he's a little bit more proud and wants to be proud for his dad. Each character has their own sort of personality. We're not all the same characters.
That you can see that on when you watch it from the audience. It's a great part of the show that you really each have your distinct personalities. It's great. It makes it fun to watch. So Lily, what's your typical day look like here in China?
I haven't really had like a super consistent schedule just because everything's changing and with like different time zone cities. Mm-hmm. But what my day usually looks like is I wake up, I'll have breakfast, and I usually get ready and maybe do some schoolwork or go outside and explore, and usually then have a show. We've also had a lot of fun experiences on our off days. The thing is, I wake up really late compared to a lot of the other people in the show, so a lot of the times my days are a little shorter because I go from waking up to the show.
I think everybody's schedule has shifted later. I mean, because you guys, the peak of your day when you have to have the most energy is pretty late at night compared to normal 11, 12 year olds back in the United States.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that we all, by regular standards, sleep in a lot here, but we're also up until like midnight or one.
Yeah.
Because you have to wind, I don't know about you, but Keenan and I, after the show, we also need time to like wind down and chill out. So we can't, he can't come home and just go right to sleep. So
exactly, yeah.
What surprised you about this tour, or was there anything different than what you were expecting in a good way or in a challenging way?
I thought that one of the hardest things about it would be like moving from place to place, but I think that actually came surprisingly easily, and I've loved getting to explore different areas and just meeting new people. And I also didn't know how many fans there would be. I have loved meeting the fans at the stage door and looking on like Chinese social media platforms and seeing like people loving the show, and it's really, really cool.
What is your favorite city in China so far?
I would say probably Guangzhou.
That was my favorite.
Because I loved the glass bridge. That's probably been my favorite thing that we've done so far, because just being in the mountains and seeing all of that, it was so beautiful. And I loved Guangzhou because it kind of reminded me of New York.
Totally.
And it was just It was such a beautiful city.
Great food, the hustle bustle.
Everyone besides you and Hattie Mack said Shanghai. And I actually agree with you. Guangzhou is my favorite city.
Yeah, I think Guangzhou was just awesome.
And unexpected. Like, none of us really had any preconceived ideas about Guangzhou. It was just sort of on the list of all these cities we've been going to. And I think we were all pleasantly surprised. And you're right, Lily. It had, like, a great city atmosphere. But then we had that day off where we all got to go into the... into nature and kind of see the, what was it, about an hour and a half away from the city we drove to see that glass bridge and the waterfalls.
It was
and
so cool.
We definitely nature bathed that day. We got all of our nature time in.
Yeah. It was a big hike too.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Also, I just love the Mexican place that was there too.
There was a good Mexican as well. Yeah, by that part of the tour, we were all very much craving some chips and guacamole and tacos.
Yeah.
And we found it there.
Do you have any goals or anything you want to get straight back into after this experience comes to an end?
I really want to work really hard on my auditions because I think this has given me more confidence in like being able to book stuff. So I think I'm going to work a lot harder. Also, I want to learn to bake better.
You miss an oven?
Yeah, I miss being able to cook. And so I want to be able to cook really well and bake really well and make things like for my family. I think that'd be really cool.
You're right. We all haven't had an oven in months.
No.
Yeah.
The parents were saying too, so many of us haven't, we haven't driven a car in months. So
yeah.
A lot of like things you're used to, that you're used to doing every day, we just haven't done. So, Lily, what advice do you have for kids in the performing arts that want to pursue it further?
I think you just have to not give up because I almost didn't do this audition. You have to just keep going and like do the auditions, and sometimes like it might feel like you're getting nowhere, but I promise you, you're gonna go somewhere, and theater is just so awesome.
Yeah, if you don't audition, you're definitely not gonna ever get the role, right?
Yeah.
So you just have to keep auditioning. But it's hard. I mean, you guys, even after this experience, you have to go back into the audition world, and you're gonna still get a lot of no's, but you gotta get all those no's to get the one yes, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I think finding joy in auditioning and the process makes it so much easier because that's like a lot of the job essentially. So
You know what's great is it's a testament to this experience and to the company here at The Sound of Music that all of you kids, not one of you has said that you're going to be done with theater after this. This experience has inspired all of you to continue and keep going. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I have a list of questions here. Favorite musical? Go.
Beetlejuice.
Favorite city in China so far? Go.
Guangzhou.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Favorite menu item at Wagas?
The pesto pasta.
Favorite Sound of Music character other than yours?
Elsa.
If you could have any animals as a pet, what would you choose?
I would choose a capybara.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
You were the fastest, I'd say.
Yeah, you actually nailed that. It's going to be fun to see, now that we've met all these amazing performers on this tour, when everyone sort of disperses and goes and does their next thing, it'll be fun to go see friends in different shows.
Yeah, right? That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Lily. It was awesome having you.
Thank you.
Nice to get to know you a little bit better.
Last, but certainly not least.
Why am I always last?
Our amazing Gretel on tour, Pippa Blaylock. Hi, Pippa.
Hi.
I like to call you Pips. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell us how old you are and where you're from.
I am 8 years old and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Yes, we're the California crew.
We are.
California crew.
Yeah.
What's CC?
We represent California here on tour. Pippa, what did you do before The Sound of Music back in LA? What was your performing arts experience and training like?
So this is my first real tour and professional show. But before this, I actually did another Sound of Music when I played Maria.
Oh,
and
wow.
I also, the most recent one I did was Matilda, and I played Matilda. And my first one I've ever done was Descendants, and I played Maleficent.
Wow. Yeah. You have some pretty big characters on your resume so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You said you already were in The Sound of Music, so you, like, really know the show.
I do.
Yes. What's your favorite part of The Sound of Music?
In the tour, my favorite part of The Sound of Music is probably when the captain gets music back into his life, because it's just so beautiful.
That's a nice part. That's cute, too, when the captain, he puts you on his knee, and then you give him a really big hug. Yeah, the audience, for sure, that's a tender moment. Tell everybody about the mountain set. Pippa gets carried up the mountain. It's not a real mountain, though, Pippa, right?
Oh, no.
What is the set like that we tour with to make it look like you're all climbing the mountain at the end of the show?
It's a ramp.
It's a platform that goes all the way the length of the stage. And at the end of the show, I'd say about two-thirds of it rise up to make it look like a mountain with the lighting and all the other effects. It really looks cool. And with all
Pippa's lucky, though. Pippa doesn't have to walk up the mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she gets carried. Well, it's not bad. I have to, like, keep my core.
Your tummy muscles really strong.
Yeah, and I have. Otherwise, I would just be falling off the captain and rolling down the mountain.
So between your athleticism and strength and Corey, who plays the captain, his strength, you get carried up the mountain.
Yes, he sweats a lot, though.
He does.
I always see Corey, like, running down the mountain with you, and funniest thing. He's, like, running downhill with
you. So that's what's funny. So it looks like you guys go up the mountain, and then the curtain closes, and you all just walk back down the ramp, right?
Yeah, so the curtain...
No, we run.
We're like, get down, and then we immediately go to, like, 30 dressers backstage, taking all our coats off.
Because then you have to do your curtain call. Someday you're going to have to slum it back in community and regional theater where you don't have your own private dresser.
No. You have to do your own makeup, you have to do your own hair.
Oh, I hate doing makeup. Put all the pins in your hair, and you have to put on your makeup, you have to put on your eyeliner, you have to put on your mascara, you have to put on your lipstick, you have to put on your... Freckle remover, you have to... foundation.
Foundation.
I was like...
This version of Sound of Music, they told us from day one that they don't put the kids in makeup because they want you to look like...
Thank God.
Real kids.
Thank God.
I think it's great.
What does a typical day look like for you while touring?
A regular day for me would be, I wake up, do my chores. I go to the
theater. Wow, you have chores on tour?
After my chores, I go to the theater.
Yeah, what about school? You're in third grade, right?
I do school before all
of that. That thing called school. Remember we all had to do school on the airplane?
Oh my gosh, that was literally...
I did school the whole airplane.
I know, we use every minute we have.
And I did 3 hours.
Sometimes it means school in the airplane. What's been your favorite food or experience in China so far?
Anybody that lives in Shanghai, China, please go to this eyeball restaurant. It has like...
Eyeball?
No, it just has an eyeball on the side.
They don't serve eyeballs.
Try the halloumi cheese. I swear it's good.
It's good.
I like it. Yes.
Okay, what's been your favorite experience?
Walking on the outside of the Canton Tower. That was amazing.
That was so cool.
But that's one of my, like, top 10 favorite things.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you tell everybody what it was if people don't know even what the Canton Tower is?
It's the 5th tallest tower in the world. We climbed the outside of it. And it was really high up off of the Grand Home.
I think we were 160 floors up.
160 floors up.
Wow.
And it was kind of like rock climbing. They harnessed us in and we were on the track.
And also they put us on a spinning thing. And it was just us holding on to a metal piece. They swung us out onto the city. There was nothing else, just a harness and... two things to hold on to, and that was it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
We were dangling.
It was pretty amazing. It was probably the closest you'd feel to flying, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. Do you have any goals or things that you're looking forward to or anything you want to get straight back into after this adventure comes to an end?
My first one, like, on my bucket list, I have two, if that's okay.
Of course.
Absolutely.
My first one would be to be Annie on Broadway, because I really want to be on Broadway. And number two, I mean, dogs. Hello. Awesome.
You want to get a dog after the tour?
No, I'm going to wait till my cat, you know what? I'm not saying, please die, please die, please die. I'm saying, let's just wait until this happens.
So one pet at a time. So you're waiting for your cat when you go home to kick it, no, so you can get a dog.
So my fish died first.
Okay.
And then my cat will die eventually.
What kind of dog would you get if you could get one? When the tour's over.
You know those tiny white ones that have, like, the fur?
Cute. That sounds amazing. Well, Annie would be the perfect part for you, Pippa, because Annie has Sandy. So it's a good thing you like dogs. If your dream comes true with Annie, you're going to have to be
And then my second one, I really want to be in High School Musical.
Ooh, another good show.
Yeah. What role?
Yeah, Gabriella or Sharpay. Or Ensemble.
Gabriella, I think.
What advice do you have for any young performers out there listening who might want to be doing a tour like we're on?
Believe in your dreams. If you commit to something, you will have to fully commit to it. And work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Awesome.
So I have a list of questions here. You have to answer in one word as fast as you can. Favorite musical. It's your favorite musical.
Wicked.
Favorite city in China so far.
Shanghai.
Beach or snow?
Snow.
Favorite menu item at Wagyu?
Penne.
Favorite sound of music character other than yours?
Elsa.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Cat.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles. I hate pancakes.
Pippa, thank you for being a part of our podcast. I'm so glad everyone got to meet the youngest part of the Von Trapp family.
Why am I always last?
All right. I'm so happy you got to meet my stage family. They've been such a highlight of this adventure, and they've been so inspiring, and I'm excited to see where their careers take them.
I'm really grateful that we got to meet all of them. They were a wonderful group. Keenan, enjoy these last few moments of this experience, and I can't wait to see you. I miss you. We miss you at home. Stay tuned for another episode coming out shortly from Stage Notes Bay Area. There's lots of good stuff going on, Keenan, so as soon as you're home.
Great.
We're heading out on a date night. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.